This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
It was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America. Paul Watson, I've been ranting here. I just cannot get over the awakening that's happening, but for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. That goes both ways. The establishment is just speeding up, ramping up everything they're doing, and they're just trying, I guess, to create learned helplessness to acclimate us to all this. How do you think that's going, A, and then B, finish up on some more of the agenda that we ferreted out from our sources and then confirmed, as we double-check our sources, that the very Bilderberg Group members are actually making a lot of these statements in public. I mean, they're such nakedly totalitarian.
Yeah, that's what they're saying about, you know, the agenda to ban cash, forcing everyone to have a government-controlled bank account because they want to keep interest rates low, and they know that everybody's increasingly going to pull their money out of the bank, so they want to force people to keep their money in the banks and then regulate it that way. They're also, you know, outright creating class warfare. George Soros said that class warfare and riots were coming back in 2012. Now he's funding Black Lives Matter, which is driving a lot of that because it's been hijacked and steered towards racial division since, you know, last year to the tune of $33 million. And meanwhile, you know, the elite are buying all these safe rooms. They're buying remote property in New Zealand. They're saying because of things like Ferguson, they're concerned about societal breakdown and disorder while themselves creating it with the proven method of wealth inequality and this drop in real wages as the worldwide inflation spikes through endless money printing. Those factors always create class warfare, riots and domestic civil unrest. So they're, you know, they're mixing the ingredients to a T, and they know what the final product's going to be. They're bailing out. They're getting their safe rooms and their remote property, while the middle class are going to be squeezed in the middle. It's the whole pressure from above, pressure from below concept. So I'm sure that will be covered at Bilderberg this year, that whole class warfare, wealth inequality powder keg that's set to explode and already has to a great extent with Ferguson and Baltimore.
Let me shift gears into another subject and get your take on it. I went back and looked. WikiLeaks claimed that they had the whole TPP but only released the internet section. Then they were saying, oh, we don't have it. Then I made a big deal about it on Sunday and Monday. I'm not saying it, you know, that we caused it, but we might have put pressure on them. I'm sure other people were too. So now they've released another section saying, oh, we had a fundraiser, a bounty for it, but I guess it's a bounty to get them to release it. You've researched this. What's really going on there?
Well, I think a lot of the conservative support for it, which you've seen in Congress, is because of the false belief that, you know, this will somehow allow smaller businesses in America to sue the government if the government imposes some kind of, you know, BS environmental regulation that puts them out of business. When, if you read into it, it doesn't allow that at all. It's all about this corporate fascism, this revolving door between the huge mega corporations and government, allowing them to impinge on sovereignty. It's got nothing to do with the small businesses in America. So that's why it's got a lot of misguided conservative support.
Paul Joseph Watson's our guest. I need to call you right after the show today at 2 o'clock Central for some planning sessions, because Bilderberg is upon us yet again, and I've got to figure out how to get you some information, because I know you're being watched, that I don't want them to have for your security. So I'll be calling you today. at about 2 Central, okay?
Okay.
Paul Watson from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, our European correspondent.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Obama trained global access to citizens' data. As Boehner works to give Obama even more secret powers to pass any legislation he wants globally, I guess treaties you could call it, outside of Congress's authority. And it's also being reported that under the new provisions of the TPP that's been leaked by WikiLeaks, the deal stops countries from saying where your data goes and lets them to share all your personal data and also spy on internet users. So it's basically legalizing global NSA type garbage. Simply amazing, unprecedented. Continuing, kids abused, choked and beaten in dark rooms at police leadership camp. So they're teaching brutality and torture. They call it a pain compliance. Off-grid kids still in state custody 1 month later, even though in court the family was exonerated and they said give them their kids back. Well, yeah, Obama, you know, ignores court rulings on NSA spying that's illegal. Or when courts say you can't have open borders. and I want to cover this later, Slacktivist Susan Sarandon is too lazy to wear an anti-gun T-shirt. That's what this Wear Orange Day that Google and others have been promoting is about, where you wear orange for gun victims as if guns. How about you wear pink for people run over by cars and we blame cars? How about people driving cars? But that ties into other Hollywood folks showing that they're starting to wake up. John Cusack says that Obama is far worse than Obama, close quote. Liberal professor vilified as racist for accurately outing activists, for actively quoting activists. I'm a liberal professor, and my liberal students terrify me. It's an article I'm going to break down later. I just so happened to run into a mainstream Chinese newspaper in English article. In fact, I think I IM'd it to Nico, or maybe I forgot. I don't remember. And it was a high-level Communist Party official apologizing and being praised by the Communist Party of China for renouncing communists during the Cultural Revolution, like her school principal, and killing him with a group of Red Guard. And Red Guard in communist systems, North Korea, communist China, you name it, are youth brigades of high school and college people that go out and just viciously murder people. And so that's why psychos around the U.S. and the world say they're part of the Red Guard, and it's a fantasy of young people rising up and, you know, killing old people or killing anybody they want, basically. And it's just so sick that you'd have people praising the Red Guard in the United States and the Red Guard coming after us, pathetically. They could hardly walk. But the Red Guard has been denounced in China, and Mao Zedong has been denounced in China, and the Communist Party admits he killed 84 million people. But only in warped England or the United States would you have at every major college Red Guard groups running around actually wearing Mao shirts. And I mean, if you go to Nordstrom's or you go to, you know, trendy restaurants, they'll have plates with Mao on it for rich people to come eat on. It's just flirting with total death, flirting with disaster. Only in a rich, decadent, wealthy nation could yuppies' children run around fantasizing about how they're going to run around killing a bunch of people. That's not going to work in the same way here in the United States, I hope you know. We're not poor, disarmed Chinese peasants that can be fed on by a pack of middle-class and upper-middle-class kids, because that's who the Red Guard was in China, was just the spoiled, rotten Communist Party kids who now are billionaires and, you know, rule. Totally sick. But at the end of the day, that's what it is it's a fantasy of seizing power by nothings who come from nothing and who will never be anything. I wanted to get Dr. Group on about this article that people also liked when he was on 2 weeks ago. We had the Ask Dr. Group a question on supplements, on cleaning up your body, on detoxing, something that he harps on a lot. It's out of the Daily Mail today. Exposure to common household pesticides triples boys' risk of ADHD. Really, you mean bug poison might not be good for you? Experts warn. A pesticide found in common household products has been found to triple boys' risk of being diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Yeah, roaches run around at first when you spray them with poison, too. Scientists have warned. Symptoms of the condition, notably hyperactivity and impulsive activity, have found to be associated with exposure to pyrethroid pesticides, which is one of the most common ones that comes from a flower in South Africa that they claim is pretty safe. Chrysanthemum, yeah. Look, I'm not stupid, but my dad would tell me when I was, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old or even younger, take the dogs out and give them a bath. They got fleas. And I remember I'd wash them with pyrethrin soap, and I remember getting higher than a kite. But my dad was a smart guy, but he kind of went with the system that pyrethrins are safe for humans. No, I should have been wearing gloves. And I'd get it all over me, and I'd be back there, you know, in the, on the porch or the front yard. out there with the water hose, washing the dogs, scrubbing them, everything. That was one of my chores, mowing the lawn, carrying out the trash, helping them to clean out the gutters. Now kids just watch television and dream of being on the Red Guards, but I can't wait for Red Terror to be carried out on Jones. Yeah, man. Can't wait to kill him. That might be easier than you think, actually. Then you're going to get locked up in a Supermax prison. But continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're talking about. And you add thousands of chemicals and the stuff that's in the clothes and everything. That's why we got a whacked-out society. The elite are whacked out because they're inbred, decadent, out of their minds. History shows that happens over and over again. So Dr. Group, InfoWarsLife.com's main advisor and quality control officer, Army Special Ops veteran. He's got a whole bunch of nutritionist degrees, alternative medicine degrees, a chiropractor as well. I won't go over his amazing background, but he's really a smart guy. We have medical doctors that advise us as well, and my dad's a chemist and other things. He advises InfoWarsLife.com. But he's pioneered a lot of the research that's cutting edge out there today. And of course, it's mirrored by a lot of the research of Dr. Blaylock, who's, of course, a retired brain surgeon. But here we are going over all this today. Dr. Group, what should we hit first? I mean, I know you've got an agenda of stuff you want to cover and take calls at the bottom of the hour. But when, every time you come in, you harp on what's under the kitchen cabinet or what these flower extracts are doing. What is your overall view on this situation?
Well, I've been saying for a long time, you know, addressing the root cause of disease is one thing. And really, when you look at the pharmaceutical companies, there's two branches. One branch is disease management, and the other branch is mental illness creation and management. And all of the whether it's ADD, ADHD, depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, all of that's caused by too many chemicals coming in and not enough coming out.
And folks knew that. They used to say mad as a hatter for folks that worked around mercury.
Right, right. So, again, you know, it's the medical profession and the pharmaceutical companies creating illnesses and creating conditions, and they're saying it's a chemical imbalance in the brain, but it's really chemical toxicity in the brain. That's why 3,000 people a month die from psychiatric medications, and that's why our children are being medicated now, because it's an easy way to put people on medications for the rest of their life. They're even trying to diagnose children in the womb with bipolar disease right now. They want every single person from the age of one on some medication for life. There's four-year-olds that have attempted suicide. There's five-year-olds that have actually committed suicide because of the
antipsychotics. But that's okay, because the federal initiative that's 10 years old is called the New Freedom Initiative, which admits its goal is to basically drug everybody. Its interim goal is by 2015, I guess that's this year, to have half the kids in the country on a psychiatric drug. They haven't reached that yet, but they're working towards it.
Right, and if you leave a psychiatrist's office without a prescription, there's even a mental disorder for that, where they can put on your record that you left without a prescription and you have mental illness because you left. So, yes, they want to lay, it's the labeling of the new society. So in the future, they can take your rights away from you because you're mentally unstable and you have some form of mental disorder, whether it's ADD, ADHD, whether it's a phobia, biting your fingernails, eating organic food. It doesn't matter.
Not trusting big government. I mean, they're creating scores of new mental illnesses every year.
Right. Well, the DSM-5 now has over 400 mental illnesses in it, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And not only that, but the psychiatric medications, most of them contain fluoride, which calcifies the pineal gland, demotivates you. We're really, what's happening is turning people into zombies, and we're not creating geniuses again like we used to. Most of the world's best geniuses, Einstein, Sir Isaac Newton, all of those individuals would have been labeled with learning disabilities and put on some sort of medication. So it's the dumbing down with the inclusion of the vaccinations and all the other chemicals and toxins like what you were talking about earlier in the home and in the environment, in the schools, in the workplace. that people and children are being exposed to, and the children are just a lot more sensitive to it than the adults. But we
I remember when I would use pyrethrin-based stuff, I would get hyper. I would get sped up from it. I mean, I just remember feeling weird after I would wash the dogs. And then now here it is, just admitted, and they said it was totally safe for humans to be around. But, of course, we know that's not true.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We've got more info on Fukushima coming up in the next segment. I also want to get into a BizPAC review where the former psychiatric head of Johns Hopkins has come out and said that this whole move for men to be women and women to be men is a psychiatric illness. Well, I know that they call it disabling yourself. A new right to chop your arms and legs off, and they have a term for that. We're going to talk about that coming up in a moment. But how much of it is chemical manipulation? We'll talk about that with Dr. Group in the next segment. And we'll take some of your questions if you'd like to call. The number is 800-259-9231. Ask Dr. Group, 800-259-9231. Oh, and first-time callers, I want to give them a chance today. 800-259-9231. Again, please be a first-time caller. 800-259-9231. But look at these headlines. Ray Kurzweil, humans will be hybrids by 2030. That's Google's main futurist. Daily Mail, world's first bio-limb created. Dead arm brought back to life in the lab could allow amputees to grow replacement limbs. Google founder defends accident record of self-driving cars as another one rear-ends somebody. And Google, of course, is defending itself. Facebook addiction linked to depression, Reuters is reporting. Oh, yeah, video game playing linked to lower IQ and brain damage. And here's another headline, BPA still widespread in cans. So we've had a victory in that BPA that Dr. Group's dad was involved in inventing, a famous chemist. We've had victory in getting it removed some places, and they act like they're removing it, but then they just come right back with it. So the fight is still ongoing. I just threw out a whole smattering of articles there in this short segment. Which one of those you want to tackle first, Dr. Group?
Well, you know, you were talking about the transgender, and I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a mental illness or a degenerative disease, it's all caused by the accumulation of chemicals. And the whole transgender situation that's going on is really because we have too many chemicals that are in the water and the food, and they're getting into the system and creating excess estrogen because they're endocrine-disrupting chemicals, which disrupt your endocrine glands, and your endocrine glands are what regulates and secretes your hormones. And what that does is it decreases fertility, it causes you to become sterile, and these are all things like BPA, dioxins, BPS, the atrazine, phthalates, perchlorate, fire retardants, even lead, mercury, arsenic, all of these things that we're exposed
to. Well, explain it to me how BPA, from just the research I've looked at, this mainline science, makes females more female, male more feminine, causes women to degenerate in their breasts and other sexual tissues, makes girls go into puberty earlier. So it's all feminizing. They know it's doing this. And then they argue, oh, it's a mental illness. Well, I'm not a big researcher like you are, but I've done scientific research. My dad has done research. I mean, I know that in the embryo of fish, in the embryo of mammals, in the embryo of amphibians, we're going to come back from break, and that's when I wanted to address this in full, that chemicals do change. And from what I've read, I mean, aren't embryos, when they're really small, more female than male, and they change into male? I mean, I'm saying that as a layman there, and that these chemicals basically do develop more feminine-type traits in brain tissue. And then I see the comments on InfoWars, no, that's not true. You're either male or female. So I think there's an argument that some of this could be natural, some of it not. But, I mean, I know that chemicals are making male fish female and male frogs female or hermaphrodites. So the folks that are on InfoWars commenting saying I'm wrong, aren't they wrong? I mean, I'm going to go back into the science and do a whole report on this, proving it to them. But, I mean, isn't that mainline science?
It is mainline science, and there's plenty of research out there to back it up. I mean, BPA is really just a xenoestrogen, and a xenoestrogen is a type of xenohormone or artificial hormone that imitates estrogen. And, I mean, everything plastic these days contains BPA, the inside of cans. And just because they said that BPA was taken out of baby bottles, that's pretty much the only thing that BPA was taken out of.
It's still in the liners of the microwavable, so you just cook it into your food.
Yeah, and what happens is the body identifies BPA as the real thing. It thinks the BPA is actually estrogen. So what you're having is hormone replacement therapy, courtesy of the government, on every single
person. It's like a man that chooses to be a woman taking it to become a tranny.
Yeah, because your body behaves like it's loaded with estrogen, and that affects fertility, breast health. You can grow breasts.
Does it affect sexual persuasion?
Absolutely it does. In the brain, especially for the pregnant mother. And these are all documented studies. And
I want to do this. I want to get you to town with the studies and do a whole hour special on this because I'm sick of folks saying it isn't true. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Robert, Dave, Mike, Jim, Christian, and others. We're going to be going to your phone calls, your questions for Dr. Group here in about 10 minutes or so. But Dr. Group, pulling back, I read the news 7 days a week, and I've just seen countless studies. We've covered them. I do want to do a special report. We show all these studies, but I want you to talk about it some, because I've got a report here where former John Hopkins chief of psychiatry says being transgender is a mental disorder, biologically impossible. Well, I think it's a perfect storm of things. You've got it in the education system being pushed to balkanize and change society. As societies get older and more decadent, as empires get more decadent, this always happens. People just want to try different things. But the chemicals being added supercharges it. That's what they do. That's the effects it has in amphibians, fish, and other mammals. You give them estrogen, they start behaving like a female. And when I talk about this, they have mainstream media come out and say, Alex is bashing gays, saying juice boxes make little boys gay. And it also, you know, gives them prostate cancer earlier. It also makes little girls go into puberty when they're 5 years old. I mean, this is getting crazy. Where the average age of puberty used to be, what, 14? Now it's like 10 or 9. Children as young as 3 are going into puberty. Breast cancer skyrocketing. And so, yeah, a lot of folks want to say it is a choice completely so they can judge somebody and hate them. I'm not about that. But I am about exposing the Brave New World aspect that Aldous Huxley wrote about in 1932 with Brave New World. And he gave a speech in 1962 at Berkeley saying this was a real plan to end the sexes and make us drones. Now, whether they're going to get away with it or not remains to be seen, but we're all in a giant globalist experiment, and I am an expert on that, and I made the film Endgame exposing it. So break down the science of this and what you think's happening with folks like Caitlyn Jenner and that whole cocktail, what you think the prime driver of this agenda is.
I think that the prime agenda is to alter our chemical structure in our body, because you have to remember that these chemicals, these xenoestrogens and these endocrine disrupting chemicals, are designed to specifically attack our endocrine system, which is our hormonal system. And it's not just BPA. Like I was saying earlier, there's so much glyphosate and so much atrazine in the water supply. It's hard to avoid this stuff. I mean, a matter of fact, you can take people that have been juicing and raw vegans and do blood work on them. Over 90% of the population has detectable levels of endocrine disrupting chemicals in their blood. All these things do is disrupt your hormones. So the end game is population control, sterility. When you feel like a woman, or feel like, if you're a woman that feels like a man, you're creating depression, you're creating anxiety, you're creating more money to diagnose you with mental illness. You're exposed. These endocrine disrupting chemicals can have such a damaging effect at parts per billion, which means you only need tiny, tiny, tiny amounts of them. And it is causing sterility, low sperm count in men, infertility. It's causing a breast cancer in women, prostate cancer. So there's a lot of different things, I think, that we're getting into. We are, like, these chemicals are creating almost like a transgender society. They're the boys that are being born. There's like 7 girls being born in some countries to every 1 boy, because, like you said earlier, if you have a lot of these chemicals, it doesn't allow you to change into a boy, because we're really all made as female, and then we eventually become a boy in the womb. But the restriction of this in some countries that have high levels of endocrine disrupting chemicals, you're seeing 7 women being born to every 1 boy. Not only that, you have the accumulation of all these chemicals and toxins that are coming in to the body that are mixing with these endocrine disrupting chemicals, like the GMO foods, the gluten, which now has a chemical structure of opiates inside of it, which is addictive and bread.
And that's why, if you look at pictures of people, black, white, I don't care, from 100 years ago, 50 years ago, they look like people. They looked good. Everybody kind of looks like mutants now, some more than others. Women don't look like women at the beach. And when you see a classical-looking woman, it's like, wow, she looks like a woman. And then, so no one notices, they roll out and go, men want to be girls now, and add the social structure to make it acceptable to mainline it, moving us towards a completely asexual system where we're all sterile. Now, 90-plus percent sperm drop across the Western world, Brazil and others, just decades after adopting our lifestyle, they're now seeing it. It is a plan. It is a globalist plan stated by them.
Absolutely. I mean, the FDA, first of all, in 2008 said that BPA was fine and nothing's wrong with it. And then when Canada yanked BPA, the baby bottles off, and then Walmart decided to yank all the baby bottles in the U.S., in 2010, the FDA then finally admitted that the National Toxicology Program studies were correct and that BPA was damaging to the brain, behavior, prostate gland, fetuses, children, but they didn't do anything about it. It's just all these government organizations that are designed to do something and protect us, like the EPA, the Atomic Energy Commission, the USDA, the TSA, I mean, all these generic organizations that are out there are not doing anything to protect us, but they're just attacking the natural people and the people that are trying to rally and through activism shut these companies down that are damaging not only the people, but also damaging the planet. Like you said, we're not the only ones affected by this. All the animals are starting to become affected, the bees, the that's the whole ecosystem that we live in.
You can search that in the Mississippi River and out in the Gulf, upwards of half the fish in some of the trawls they do have both sexual organs or are sterile or have sexual organs growing on the sides of their bodies. I mean, they are so mutated because when their embryos, we know fish and amphibian embryos are even more easily affected because they're in the water itself, not inside their mother. The mother acts as some form of a filter that with the fish and embryos, they're getting a full dose and it is just devastating them. But see, we're now being tranny fishophobic because we're trying to be mean to the sexual preference of the fish. No, the fish is mutated. The fish is dying. But now that people have been changed, they want to hold on to this chemical identity and they want to go all the way with more chemicals to become the woman, to become the man. And it's just a really sick scientific program that Huxley, wrote a fiction book about, but later admitted. How crazy is it that his brother ran the UN UNESCO program, was the top eugenicist in the world and the founder of transhumanism, set our current course. His brother wrote a book about it and then admitted in his other book, Brave New World Revisited, that it was an actual plan. So we have this mountain of a literary famous person telling us this isn't fiction, and we're here living now deeply into this as our whole world is being hijacked by these mad scientists, and the average trendy doesn't care and wants to eat chemicals that won't just change their sexuality and bare minimum make them metrosexual, but they want the cancer, I guess. They want to be sterile. Because I hear them. I see their comments. They go, good, I don't want to have kids. I'm glad they're sterilizing me. Humanity sucks anyways. I mean, it's this give-up attitude that is just insane.
Right. Well, even in 2011, Harvard School of Health published a study in the Journal of Pediatrics and found that pregnant mothers' exposure to BPA and other endocrine-disrupting chemicals correlated with hyperactivity, anxiety, aggression, depression, ADD, and ADHD for the child. So, again, you have to look at all these conditions as being caused by some form of chemical coming into the body that's disrupting your normal brain activity.
Sure. Well, I used to be against folks hearing people that did testosterone replacement, but the more I research it and everything, and doctors are in the news admitting that men's testosterone by the time they're 40 is half on average what it used to be. There is a war on the literal male chemical.
You know, the scary part about it is, I mean, there's a good news to it because there's a lot of things we can do to avoid these things and clean our body to prevent this thing from happening. But the scary thing is, done by design, this really will affect you for four generations. This changes your genetic code. It literally changes the way your DNA is and can affect you. And the studies have been done on mice at University of Virginia School of Medicine, actually, that showed that four generations later, these mice were still affected. So we're starting to get into these generational cycles, and it's sad to think that the next four generations can be affected by all these chemicals. And it's not like we're slowing down and eliminating the chemicals. It's getting worse. And there's more glyphosate and more of these chemicals being sprayed and put in all of our food supply, the water, and everything else.
I want to go to phone calls and keep you a little bit in the next hour. Then we've got a major media owner coming on to talk about the war on free speech and the war globally on internet freedom that we find in the TPP. But before we do that, I didn't plug anything last hour. I'm skipping a ton of network breaks. I'm so obnoxious. we fund ourselves with high-quality water filtration systems to cut out the fluoride and the garbage, the glyphosate, with the ProPure G2 systems that blow away the competition at InfoWarsStore.com. We have gotten in the T-shirts that we have had made that say, Save America, with an upside-down flag. And then has a U.S. code that when the country is in dire straits, you are to fly the flag upside down. It's a great conversation starter. On the back it says, our republic is in distress. Ask me why, InfoWars.com. Purchasing the Patriot apparel helps fund the operation. We are running out of the current stock of Survival Shield X2. Hopefully we'll just be out a month or so. Dr. Grip has a small amount left at his major factory laboratory that's been produced. He does have more of the crystals that are mined from between 7 and 12,000 feet. That supply is running low. You'll have to procure more. We ended up finding this source 2 years ago, the cleanest ever sold, ever used that we've been able to find. I mean, it's a game changer. The other stuff comes from kelp sources, which just isn't as strong or pure. I mean, it's a lot better than not having iodine. You'll die without it. But that's why this is so much more palatable. It's why the effect is so much stronger. There was a guy playing the accordion in an Italian food restaurant I was at last night, and he ran over and was a listener. And he said, listen, I took that stuff, and I had to cut my dose in half. I totally detoxed, lost a bunch of weight, got healthier, broke out everywhere. All these toxins came out. I've had so much more energy. But, boy, it's good you tell people, look out. Yeah, consult a physician, okay, or consult a nutritionist or whatever. This is the most powerful iodine out there. Other stuff they sell at the store will eat holes in your guts. You know, stuff to put on topically. So, again, consult your physician, but this is a major game changer. That's why I've stockpiled it. And I realize as we're running out of it, we were having trouble getting another super clean source, and that's how we ended up finding this 2 years ago. And so, Dr. Grip, I know you want to get into Fukushima separately, and the news article right here, leaked Fukushima containers could lead to hydrogen explosions, RT. There's 333 of the containers. Each one could be as big as one of the other meltdowns. But I don't really take this just because of background radiation increasing or isotopes or whatever. I take it because I understand my glands will get filled with bad halogens, become toxic and fail, like the thyroid, if I don't fill it with good halogen. And when I forget, and that's iodine, to take my iodine every day, I feel it. I mean, it gives me a bigger boost than a cup of coffee. And I always remember hearing this from the hippies. Like I said, 20-something years ago, I'd go to Barton Springs and see hippies, and I'd say, what's that in that jug or that bottle? And they'd say, it's iodine. They'd be just, you know, super good shape, some like 70-year-old guy looking like he was 40. And I'd be like, and then they'd go, I'd go, yeah, hippie, whatever. But I remember this is something the hippies have always known. What is it about iodine? What does it do? And I sure hope we can continue to get these deep earth crystal sources, Dr. Grip.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you drill from deep down in the earth, you know, you might have a time where, just like oil drilling, where it might dry up a little bit and you need to find some more. But another thing that I think is going on, and this is proven by what just happened a few days ago at Fukushima, when they're saying that Fukushima is leaking again now and it's the worst ever, the readings in the port in Fukushima. I think that countries are now secretly trying to stock up on a lot of iodine. It's, you know, iodine contamination. Iodine-131 is being found now in the rain and milk supplies and the food supplies. But like you said, it's not only in the radioactive iodine. And another thing actually that happens is as that iodine is leaking into the Atlantic Ocean, it also mixes with salt water. When you mix iodine with salt, it creates iodides. And it can even produce nanoparticles of weird substances that can even be gassed off and go up into the atmosphere for a while. But my research with iodine is that everybody pretty much needs it. We're all deficient in iodine because there's really not any sources of iodine left. And guess what? We've been talking about estrogen dominance and endocrine disrupting chemicals. Well, estrogen actually inhibits the absorption of iodine. So you might actually link that and say, is there a conspiracy behind the endocrine-disrupting chemicals, knowing that you're not going to be able to get iodine, the absorption of iodine, if you have those chemicals in, which would mean soy or anything else. Now, the government sets an RDA of 150 micrograms a day, but they set that because that was the amount that would prevent a goiter. But they know that everybody needs much more iodine in their system, even up to, you know, what I take, sometimes even up to 20 milligrams a day, which is 20,000 micrograms. I agree with you. Everybody needs to consult with their healthcare practitioner. But if you look around, we're seeing a massive increase in breast cancer, fibrocystic breast disease. We're talking about any type of glandular, prostate gland. All these things are affected by iodine, being iodine deficient. The thyroid needs about 6,000 micrograms, 3,000 to 6,000 micrograms every single day just for normal functioning. So if you're not sweating, you might be deficient in iodine. If you have cold hands and feet, if your skin is dry, you have insomnia, hair loss, mental illness, again linked to iodine deficiency, depression, anxiety, low immune system, weight gain. You know, pregnancy and miscarriages are being linked to iodine deficiency. Fibromyalgia is a deficiency. Iodine is a powerful antimicrobial. Studies have been done on iodine, which was suspended in a solution, and it inactivated viruses at dilutions of like 1 in 1 million. So iodine is just something that I feel every person, they've done studies on pregnant mothers and found out that they're deficient in iodine, something that I use, my kids take, and something that I feel is necessary, because it's not just us saying that everybody's iodine deficient. The World Health Organization's Department of Nutrition and Health and Development came out and said that iodine deficiency is a public health problem in 54 countries. Elemental iodine is what the iodine is in its natural state, and that's what it is deep in the earth. And that consists of two iodine atoms that are bonded together, and that is a highly corrosive and toxic compound because it's part of the halogens, which is fluoride and bromine and chlorine and iodine.
And I don't want to confuse people. Explain to them, we're saying iodine's a good halogen. The problem is when it binds with radiation, then it's a bad one. That's why you need the good one, so that there's no room for the bad one to come in.
Well, the iodine in its raw state can be very corrosive, and that's even though we're taking the best raw state, it still has to go through a 7-step process to be detoxified.
Explain that to people, because I was listening to the hippies finally before I even knew you, and I started taking iodine here and there, but it would give me a stomachache, you name it. The stuff they sell at the store will basically kill you. They admit that. So how is this so different, and how is it palatable?
Okay, so when iodine comes out of the ground, it's iodine. There's two iodine molecules in its natural state. So it's just two iodine atoms bonded together. So what they did a long time ago was they found that they could stabilize it, and you show the pictures of when it's smoking, because iodine will evaporate or it'll outgas into the air when it comes in contact with oxygen. So what they figured a way to do was to make an iodide, and that's what you see all the military and the country stocking up on, is potassium iodide. And what that is the ion state of iodine. And that's produced by bonding the iodine to another element. In this case, it would be potassium. This form of iodine, it can be ingested and it can be applied to the skin, but it's hard to break down in the body. So what we did is developed a proprietary technology to where we take the iodine crystals out of the ground, and those have to go through a process to become 99.99% pure. Once we get the 99.99% pure iodine crystals, we create a nascent or an atomic-based iodine that contains a single iodine atom. So instead of something being bonded and there's two and that has to be broken in the body, the nascent, the survival shield X2, has a iodine atom, which is an active atom, and it's easy for your body to absorb.
And that's why the stuff that you developed using the Russian technology and your own research turns electric blue, the true color of real iodine, not red like all the others, is because I guess they're bound. Yours is in the single form.
Right. Ours is reactive right away. It's an atomic form. It's a single bonded iodine. It's exactly what the body needs to utilize.
So we shouldn't call this nascent iodine. We should call it atomic iodine.
Well, it's pretty much the same thing. So you can, I mean, some people say nascent, some people say atomic. It just means as an active electron in its outer shell.
Okay, why, when I first started taking iodine, did it make all this stuff come out of my pores?
Well, iodine will fight for the receptor sites in the thyroid gland and everywhere else in the body, in the fat cells, especially where toxins are kept. And iodine's been proven to immobilize chemicals and toxins and heavy metals from the tissues, and then they go back into your system so you can eliminate them properly.
So that's why, on average, 2 to 3 weeks after taking it, you'll feel like crap, and then stuff will start coming out of you. You're detoxing.
It just depends on each individual, but it depends on how much, you know, fluoride they have in their body, the chlorine, bromine, other chemicals, heavy metals, lead, actually, mercury. It'll start pushing that stuff out and then getting into the tissue where you need it the most.
Because, I mean, I got energy right away, and I had energy while I felt bad. It just kind of felt like a hangover for a week. And then after that, it was like when you've been carrying, say, your 7-year-old on your shoulders up a hill, and you take them off, and it feels like you're flying, you know? Walking feels so easy. That's what, it felt like I was 18 again after I went to that detox. It was just amazing.
Well, because it's balancing your hormones out, too, because it displaces some of those endocrine-disrupting chemicals. And iodine is just an amazing substance. Once your thyroid gland starts to reactivate again and starts to become, and your pineal gland starts to decalcify, and your hormones start functioning, usually when you have hormone disruption, that's when all your symptoms start to happen. Your low energy, your fatigue, your mental conditions, your weight gain around your stomach and your buttocks area, your insomnia, your skin issues. You know, if you have any dry skin, psoriasis, eczema, cysts in your body, depression, anxiety, miscarriages in women. I mean, all those things are going to be, I mean, there's a whole slew of symptoms that we can link to.
And if folks don't want to get Survival Shield X2, original Survival Shield, they can go do research and find good salts that do have good iodine in them, correct?
Well, you can get a Himalayan crystal salt, and that's going to have some good iodine in it, but again, it's probably going to be bonded to a sodium or a potassium. There's no form of iodine like the X2 out there, and it's easy to take. You're probably, even in the salts, not going to get enough.
But still, it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. But you got to remember, think of all the chemicals that you're bringing into your body. How many people out there have mercury amalgam fillings? They're constantly getting mercury gas leaking into their brain and their bloodstream. All the chemicals.
Sure, let me ask you this. We go to break and then come back and take calls. We got Dave, who's a vet, has a question about his meds. Robert wants to talk about mercury and dental fillings you just mentioned. I'm going to push our next guest back. I want to interview him, but till about 15 after, I'll do the whole rest of the hour with our next guest on media. Very important interview coming up. But we're 1 minute from break here. I just wanted to get into the fact that you don't want to openly say this on air, but you were talking to some researchers and folks who were trying to test this. But the way you use organic palm glycerin, just as a different medium than alcohol, what's happening with the iodine going into that? You think that might be making it even more bioavailable, or what's happening?
Well, with our research, we were looking for a natural, non-toxic source to be able to stabilize the iodine in that state. All the research before has been done with alcohol, but we now know that alcohol in itself is an endocrine-disrupting chemical. So if alcohol is an endocrine-disrupting chemical, and iodine is supposed to take the endocrine-disrupting chemicals out of the body, then it's kind of, you know, it's kind of one of those, you know, buffering situations. So
stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds. It's important. Third hour, folks. Ton of news as well. Future of the Internet. Future of free speech.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, About 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.